Testing. Testing one.
Yes.
Okay, it'd be lesson two, the study of the person of the Holy Spirit. Father, we just come to you here. Father, as we look at the third person of you, Father, the Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes.
Father, just be with me, Father. I know I'm probably not worthy, really, but Father, just be with me as I share what you have me to say here, Father, from this study here. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit part in creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Bible teaches that there were three persons present in creation. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes.
In Isaiah 40, 12 through 14, who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with a span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighted in the mountain in scales and the hills in a balance, who had directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, had taught him, with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and shewed to him the way of understanding. He's all knowing, and the Holy Spirit needed no counselor at creation. And then Job 26:13. Well, we're going to just read the whole chapter there. But Job answered and said, how hast thou helped him in? Helped is that without power. And so savest thou the arm that has no strength? How hast thou counseled him that has no wisdom? And hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? To whom hast thou uttered words, and whose spirit came from thee? Dead things are formed from under the waters, and the inhabitant thereof. Hell is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of his throne, and spreadeth his cloud upon it, He has compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud. By his spirit he has garnished the heavens, his hand has formed a crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of the power, who can understand? Speaks of the Holy Spirit having a part in the creations of the heavens, and then the person of the Holy Spirit had a part in the creation of man. Genesis chapter 1, 26 and 27. And the Lord said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God bless. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And in Job 33:4, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. And then the second person of the Godhead was equally present also. So all three was present there. God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Colossians 1:16. For this call we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. In John chapter 1, 1 through 10. In in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, not the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was God. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And Hebrews 1:2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding of the thing by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance, attaining a more excellent name than they. And the Holy Spirit part in the Word of God. Mark 12:36. And Jesus was quoting from 1:10. We'll get Psalm first there. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. And in Mark 12, he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and set a hedge about it, and digged a place for the wine vat, and built a tower, and let it out to husband, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husband a servant, that he might receive from the husband of the fruit of the vineyard. And they called him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and him they cast stones and wounded him in the head and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others beating some and killing some. Having yet before one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbands said among themselves, this is the heir, come let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husband, and will kill, give the vineyard unto others. And have you not read this scripture, the stone which the builders rejected, it become the head of the corner. This is what the Lord is doing, and it is marvelous in his eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them. And they left him and went their way. They sent unto him certain of the Pharisees of the Herodians, hearing to catch him in his words. And when they come, they said unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. It is lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not. Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny, and I may see it. And they brought it, and he said unto them, Whose is the image and superscription? And they said unto Caesar. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Then come unto him the Sadducees, which said, There is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, If a man brother die and leave his wife behind him, and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her, and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise. And the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the Scripture, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And at touching the dead, and they rise. Have ye not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto them, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He that is the God of the dead, but the God of the living, ye shall therefore do greatly err. And one of the scribes came, and having heard these reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, And the first of all, the commandment is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. That is the first commandment. And the second is likely, namely this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered it discreetly, he said unto him, They are not far from the kingdom of God, and no man after that durst ask him any question. And Jesus answered and said, While he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself called him Lord, and whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. And he said unto them and to his doctrine, Beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplace, and the chief seats in the synagogue, and the uppermost rooms at feast, which devour widows' houses, and for pretense making long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain man, poor man, and she threw in poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which made a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all she had, even her living. In Acts 28, 25, and 26, and when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word, well spake the Holy Ghost by Elias the prophet unto our father, saying, go unto his people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Paul, while in Rome, quoted Isaiah 6:9, declaring the Holy Ghost spoke. And 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good work. And he gives us four things there that we're to profit from there. Doctrine, which is a teaching, for reproof, for correction, for our correction, and then for us to have our instruction in righteousness. In 1 Peter 19:21, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. And the work of the Holy Spirit's work in inspiration. Revelation 22. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come quick, come Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And the believer is under the influence of both the old and the new nature. Galatians 5, 16 and 17. This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye should would. But be ye led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And in Romans 5:12, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. In Ephesians 2:1-3. And you, as he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And three things there: the world, the flesh, and the devil. When we get saved, we're still in this here old flesh. We have that positional sanctification. We haven't arrived yet. And the little thing that Brother Talley there at South Eastern Bible told us there, just all remember, even when we're still nothing but a dirty, rotten, stinking sinner, until we've arrived and got that ultimate sanctification. And that's when we get our new glorified body. Yeah. Well, we don't have to deal with the old flesh anymore. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Salvation / regeneration is accomplished instantaneously and is eternal. Yeah. And that goes all the way back to John 1:12 there. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, and glory as the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. And in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's a continuous salvation. It's continuing progress there. It's ongoing until we get either raptured out and get our new glorified body, or and we come get out of the flesh and get that ultimate sanctification. But when we get saved, we're still a saint. The new nature, redemption, and regeneration. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And Colossians 3:9-10. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. And Philippians 3:15. Start with 12 first. Not as though I already attained either, were already perfect, but I follow after that, after that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. It is making it holy and setting apart. It takes place at salvation. When we got saved, we got set apart. That's all what sanctified means. It's being set apart for His glory. In 1 Corinthians 12:13-18. For by one Spirit are ye all baptized into one body, whether ye be Jews or Gentiles, whether ye be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased Him. Every believer is set apart and baptized into the body of Christ. You get the Holy Spirit the minute you get saved. In 1 Corinthians 6:19. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye have not your own. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. I'm not my own, I belong to Him. Yeah. And the work is done by the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:16. Mm. that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. And 2 Thessalonians 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto be called you by our gospel to the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and has good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good work, word and work. Pastor, you want to close us in prayer?
Father, I just pray you'd help us to remember the word of God that we've heard today. Lord, to realize how much God has done, reaching all the way to our salvation, to our sanctification. He's actively involved. So Lord, help us to get on board with what he's trying to do in us. And Lord, we just thank you for it. Way you do, pray you bless this message and lesson and Lord to our hearts. And Father, also, I just pray you bless the services today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm.